Morning, everybody. My name is Miles Clark. I'm running through the morning brief for today. Hope everyone is doing well. In terms of performance for the last 24 hours, mostly mixed day across the board. A lot of the names outside of the kind of domestic core, they're the ones who are doing the best. Crude oil, gold, and TLT. Leading the way to the upside in our top three in terms of kind of downside performers there, NASDAQ Composite, S&P 500, and the Russell 1000. In terms of notable chart action, it was a relatively light day from this crew here, but despite the negative day, Russell 2000 did notch new all-time chart highs around 2480 here. We are a bit extended in the near term towards the top of the trading band, but we certainly won't turn our nose at the new all-time highs. And certainly difficult to argue with this kind of chart action coming off of these 2025 lows. Now, in terms of moving forward on this, I think a constructive move would see to see how we react around this old resistance around 23. At 2320 to 2340, we could also try to draw a line in the sand around these old all-time highs around 2460. But again, that's a pretty it's a pretty a tight level to watch. So again, constructive moves coming on pullbacks to just above the middle of the trading band, and then I think we can look for action points there for small caps since they have burned us before on technical improvement. Next, the S&P 500 Equal Weighted Index, SPX EWI. Again, similar commentary here. It's kind of lag behind the year, lag behind the core of the market so far this year, but certainly has improved so far in 2025, notching, again, new all-time chart highs at around 7,700. If we're looking at kind of technical landmarks, support around 7,300, that's going to be around a 5-6% lower. So on a pullback, that would be a point to watch. And then again, just really what we're looking for is continued upside participation from this group, because again, the kind of one stock, one vote type of deal has lagged behind the core and cap weighted names of the market so far in 2025. So again, keep this in mind. Next, gold, GC backslash. We have talked about this one quite frequently here, as it's been a name that has just continued to rocket higher. I remember when you and I were talking about the gold bouncing back around in this big range earlier on in the year. Talked about it breaking out to the upside with that buy signal in kind of the end of August, start of September. Point being, though, is that we are way overbought around current levels. But I will say an asset can always get more overbought. We check out this weekly overbought oversold distribution history. We're trading currently up around 113. I think it's around actually 124. The point is that we are at levels that we have not been overbought as such since, earlier, way back in, you look back in 2023, if we are really up at a weekly OBOS reading of 124. The point being, we're, historically overbought. So we could look to see a pullback again, the top of the training band, some old resistance in the mid to upper, let's call it 3,700. That would probably be a likely landing spot on pullbacks. But again, this can continue to run longer than you probably think. So again, if you've got gold exposure, continue to sit on it here and just take advantage of the kind of high RS that we're seeing from the asset for right now. Next, talking about Bitcoin versus gold. So we have Bitcoin, ticker BTC or dollar sign BTC on the platform versus gold representative GLD. Now, this has moved lower. This is a 6.5% relationship between the two. This has moved lower in favor of GLD. So again, I don't want to say that Bitcoin is doing bad this year. It's more so there this development is more so by proxy of GLD and gold doing so well. So again, GLD earning that positive relative strength in the near term, but the long term does still favor Bitcoin. So again, we're still kind of a risk on asset, owned market here, if you will. And this is another kind of sign of that, but definitely something to watch out for. Gold doing well and moving higher against its virtual gold counterpart. Next, just a handful of stocks here. Zoetis, ZTS. I thought this was an interesting break yesterday. They're a 0 for 5, so a technically weak stock off around 12.5% so far this year. Returning to a sell signal on our default chart and moving the new 2025 and 2024 and 2023 lows at this point. Trading around 142, running into some steep resistance around that bearish resistance line up around 160. So again, this is not going to be one that we're looking to pick up, even though we are a bit oversold around current levels. We don't want to pick up exposure here as we trade again as a weak attribute stock. So this is one to continue to avoid. The next one, Cintas, STAS. They report earnings this AM. I have not reported at the time of this recording. But point is, STAS, 4 for 5 here, strong tech attribute stock. Some landmarks to watch out for here for Cintas in terms of close support, 198 is nearby, and then further below there around the bottom of the trading band in between 188 and 190 or so. That would be a landmark to watch on poor results. And then towards the upside, some steep resistance in between 224 and 228. That's just below the top of the trading band. So a couple points to watch out there for your holdings. All right, that'll do it for me here. David will be back again tomorrow. Costco reports, so he'll give you a technical rundown on those guys. But besides that, hope everyone has a good one, and we'll see you again next time.